You want action? There's action right here. Bet live horse racing from around the country every day, right from your phone, tablet, or laptop with ExpressBet.com. There's no greater thrill than breaking down the stats, picking a winner, and cashing a big payout. Live race feeds, real-time odds, handicapping tools, and more. ExpressBet.com is safe, secure, legal, and oh so easy to use. Sign up today and pick your bonus amount, $20, $100, even $500. Start playing the ponies today from anywhere with ExpressBet.com.
Listen, no tossing and turning, just rest and recovery. So you're ready to take on tomorrow. For powerful relief of your worst cold and flu symptoms, try NyQuil Severe. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head, best sleep with a cold.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free. For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Bears lose. Keep it here for a full recap of the loss to the Saints. Plus, we'll take a look at their next game versus the Chargers. Live from the Hyundai Score Studios, we're talking Bears. Here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. A radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score! This hour is brought to you by Real ID.
It's a movement. It's a revolution. And I'm excited to be a small part of it.
Rich Campbell.
I'll get up with you. Have some coffee.
Chicago Tribune Bears beat writer.
Everything that happened, every last word is in my notes.
Bringing you the latest from Hallis Hall.
Something's got to change, and I'll say this. Something will change. I don't know what it is, and you guys may not know. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. But something will change, because it's not good enough right now.
Asking hard-hitting questions.
What impressed you about Leonard Sack?
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats host Iowa this Saturday at Ryan Field. The Big Ten West matchup. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at NUSports.com. And it's time for Rich Campbell. He's brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. He is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from at Alpamonte Ford. So, Rich, I guess a little question about sort of inside this. As you and your editors and Dan Weider and Brad Biggs, everybody talk about what's happening here. How are you looking at this, and how are you looking at covering and framing what is clearly the nadir of Matt Nagy's tenure as coach of the Bears?
You're just talking about this week or from the game?
I'm talking yesterday. About a little one becoming the other, about from the game, what that was and what it means.
Okay, so on Press Row last night, you know, I turned to Dan and I said, hey man, everything's fair game here. Just everything. It's the offense, it's the defense, it's the coach, it's the quarterback, it's the GM. It's all fair game because the expectations have caved in on this team now. And that was another moment of truth yesterday. The layoff, 2 weeks to self-scout and try to figure out some things that were wrong with the offense. Now this offense is 0-2 on these moments of truth, the other one being the Packers game. And so as Dan and I were sitting there, you know, and Brad's to my right, a lot of times we go to great lengths to make sure there's very little overlap in what we write, just to make sure we have everything covered. And this one, we just said, all the fences are down. Go wherever you want to go, because you're going to be right. Now, for me, when I look at this, and this is what I wrote for ChicagoTribune.com, it's Matt and Mitch. It's the partnership that this organization is built around. This is the centerpiece of their plan, of their vision. And so what is this partnership giving them? Where is this partnership going from here? And they had no answers last night. They had nothing on the field during the 3 hours they were on the field, and they had nothing afterwards. And so to me, that is the entry point for where this goes. You know, unfortunately, one of the hardest things about covering the NFL is that you have to take something that happens for 3 hours on Sunday and make it last for 7 days up until the next kickoff. And I don't know how many more ways there are to say that this is not working, that this is broken, that the quarterback is not who they thought he was. And at some point, it just sort of wears everyone out, even those of us who are writing it. But certainly right now, I think we're looking at, because Matt brought this up yesterday in the post game, he's on fracture alert right now. And you heard this from some defensive players coming from Eddie Jackson, including on the station this morning. Talk about the frustration setting in. The defense feels like their identity is missing because of this offense. That's the context for those quotes. And so there's a different element to this now that we can follow in terms of cohesion, the culture that they have touted so much, because the other stuff, the offense, the centerpiece of their plan, it's broken.
I'm really glad you're opening it up to the big picture, because I think that's where things need to be. Zooming back in, though, real quickly here on the game itself and the bye week specifically, Rich, Matt was going to do some self-scout, right? They were going to identify things that they wanted to get done. And because of how disjointed and off the whole offensive game plan was, I couldn't find anything that they said over the bye week. Yeah, we need to do this. We want to get to this. We need to get to that. Do you have any sense of what those things were after having talked to players and stuff after the game, or having a more finely tuned eye for this than I do?
Well, I went to Nagy and Trubisky's press conferences after the game and at the expense of going into the locker room. But I asked Nagy exactly that. You know, what did you want to see? What did you feel like you would see coming out of these self-scouting sessions from the week off? And, you know, it was just a global answer about them not getting it done and that type of thing. So really unsatisfactory insight for any fan who is wondering the same thing. And you don't necessarily expect the coach to lay it all out. But from what we saw yesterday, there was nothing new. And if anything, I expected a better commitment to the run, which was abandoned again, clearly. And to me, this is where it kind of gets away from the quarterback play a little bit. And I know, Connor, in the last hour, you brought up the disconnect there between Nagy's obviously wavering belief in his quarterback versus his unwillingness to do the alternative and put the ball in someone else's hands. There is such a disconnect there that I think all those questions you're asking are fair in terms of the strategy and approach to the game.
Which of these is true? The Bears don't run the ball because they can't run the ball, or the Bears can't run the ball because they don't run the ball?
I think it's the first one. And I think this is what was probably a misgiving coming out of the bye week for some, that there was never going to be a quick fix for this running game because its problems are in the blocking. And they replaced one blocker out of five linemen. And it's unreasonable for them to replace all five, of course, but it's not unreasonable to expect improvement, to expect Harry Hiestand, the offensive line coach that the management here has touted as a technician master, to figure out ways to have his linemen execute combination blocks, to get off and get to the second level on linebackers, to simply be assignment sound, to have their timing good. And once again, it fell apart from the first carry of the game. And that's why Matt Nagy agreed with the reporter's suggestion that it was a gut punch, because after all that emphasis on being assigned a blocking assignment and executing it, They failed from the outset. And that running game, those linemen, those blockers, they have not earned Nagy's trust. So from there, Nagy leans on his quarterback because that's who he is. He's a quarterback. He wants to throw. But that's not helping either. I'm not sure, and Nagy said this yesterday, that simply banging your head into the wall with carries of 0, 1, and 2 yards is suddenly going to open one. Now, we don't know that because they really haven't stuck with it long enough to see, but I understand where he's coming from there. But he's stuck between a rock and a hard place, because when the line can't block and your quarterback doesn't have the poise in the pocket to command the offense, then you have nothing. Then you have the 30th ranked offense in the NFL, which is where the Bears are.
You mentioned the fractures that are kind of apparent, not just in Mitch Trubisky's play and maybe even his state of mind, but also the potential fractures between offense and defense right now, when you've got a defense that still is playing fairly well, but it's just relied on way too much. I actually trust Matt Nagy some to maintain those fractures. I think that's a strength he has as a head coach. I don't know if he's strong enough to keep these fractures from widening, given how bad things have been.
I'm sure you guys have felt this all day, and I know you were talking about just recently on the show, Tressman and the Dr. Death moniker and all this. Anytime that name is brought into the conversation, you are looking at a free fall, right? I mean, that's the context for bringing up that name or those comparisons. But think about what Nagy said to us yesterday. Seconds after emerging from that locker room and addressing that team, he spoke very openly about how challenging it is collectively and individually for the defense to have to play complementary football with this offense, which is not helping them at all. And then you have Prince Amukamara, as sort of a spokesman for the defense here, say very plainly, we are losing our identity. Okay? That tells you where the defense's collective mindset is here. That it's not just losing the identity, they're having it taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, there's a human element here that either becomes resentful or frustrated or selfish or, you know, protective. You know how this goes. You know how this works. So Nagy, at the end of his press conference, toward the end, he talked about maintaining the cohesion, you know, a bit of an us against the world type of mentality.
Yeah, it seemed like he's playing that old card again because that's all he's got left.
We can get to that in a second. I think it's worth it. But Nagy brought this up. Okay, and it's worth noting that one of their most vocal leaders and vocal presences, Akeem Hicks, is no longer playing. Okay, he's around, but he's not playing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Khalil Mack, who is your best player, but he's a lead by example type of player. Now, I think one of the interesting things to get at with Nagy in today's press conference is what constitutes leadership for him. What are the things he's looking for? Because this is a different makeup. This is a different type of player on this team than it was in that 2014 situation. And I think we can very clearly delineate between some of the problem personalities on that 2014 team with some of the unknown quantities that we have here. We're going to find out about them. I mean, we're definitely going to find out what they've got here and whether Nagy is capable of doing it. But so far, he seems to have his finger on the pulse of a team and an ability to steer the team's collective psyche in a better way than Mark Trestman did. But I would put an asterisk by that and say, how did we feel about Trestman in October of 2014? I don't think we knew it was as bad as it was until we got through it.
No, there were other things. There were other things too.
Remember, there was
Lance Briggs being allowed to just sort of leave town and open his barbecue restaurant in Sacramento and didn't ask for permission. There was Brandon Marshall, despite being asked not to, commandeering the press room for 45 minutes to wave around phony documents. I mean, there was a level of underlying instability that probably doesn't exist here.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And you could probably even go on about that. I mean, Brandon at that point was flying to New York to do his
Showtime, inside the NFL
stuff. So I'm with you. There were some red flags in that situation that I don't think there are here. But I think the point is that in October 2014, I don't think we all foresaw how bad it was going to get. And we just have to have that realization now that for as unexpected as the situation is currently, what's to fence it in? Let's see him. Let's see this play out. Let's see Matt Nagy do his thing. Let's see if this us against the world thing works out. Let's see how many guys are running out of the locker room instead of talking to reporters at the end of the game. Because Nagy was very proud of this no turd line, you know, mentality, this badge of honor that they could put on this locker room.
Yeah.
We're about to find out. We're about to find out what that's really made of.
Do they think they can get on a heater? Not like a 9-1 finish to the last 10, because that's something different. But like 5 or 6, maybe even 7 feels like an actual heater in the NFL. Do they think they can do that?
If they do, there's nothing in it for them to say that. I mean, they just have to close their ranks and figure out how to get through next week's game against the Chargers. And they're a 5-point favorite, which is just mind-boggling the way they can't score. So if they do think that, they're not exuding it. I just don't see why anyone would feel like they have that in them. I mean, last year, there were signs, even as they went to 3-3, a very competitive game against the Patriots, that they were a couple of special teams breakdowns away from possibly winning. And they were in that game till the last yard on a Hail Mary. This was completely different yesterday. I mean, this team is crumbling. They don't have the quarterback play, and there's such a reduced sense of unknown and that unknown being full of optimism and hope that maybe he's ascending. It's not going that way. He's going the wrong direction. And so to me, that talk is just fantasy land, that they've got to find a way to beat the Chargers and then regroup with a winning record and just see whatever they can claw out, get this defense back to playing the way it can at its best.
What should next Tuesday's trade deadline mean for the 2019 Bears?
You know, I just don't think that they are in a position to sell off when they have touted this season as a Super Bowl run and the 100th season of the team, because I don't envision them as buying, because they don't have the draft capital at the top end of the draft to do that. And they're going to need draft capital. It is apparent that this team's needs are becoming crystallized here. And maybe they include quarterback next year. So I don't have very high expectations for the deadline, a busy deadline. Ryan Pace likes to deal, and he's proven that, and so you wouldn't put anything past him. I think we all know what the Bears' needs are, so if they went out and got an offensive lineman that they believed in, you know, and that's a position that you could plug a guy in the middle of the season and he's functional. You can't just go get a new quarterback, and you can't just trade for Eli Manning and expect him to come in and run your offense. It doesn't work like that. The offense is too complicated and too difficult, and that goes for every team in the league. So it would be a line type of position. It would be a depth type of player, at least the way I see it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't expect any major changes.
Rich, you said you'd get back to the Nagy comment, something that we're not going to let the media try to divide us, because you know that that's going to happen. And it was a little off-putting to hear him playing that card. Do you think that's what he was doing?
I sensed a bit of defiance in his voice there. I did not take that as a lecture. I was sitting right there. I did not feel like I was being lectured to. I thought that this is a very common card for teams to play when they're in a crisis mode. It's, we're the only ones who believe in ourselves. We are going to band together. And this was Nagy digging in on that he believes in the players he has. He certainly knows that they are paying attention to what he says there. And so if they can, like I said, close ranks and band together, and if that tightens their bonds, he's going to do that. There is going to be just a natural human element he's fighting against here. And Nagy yesterday announced, basically, he presented himself as the shield for that he is going to stand up there and take our negative Nelly questions. Negative Nelly, that was his term. I mean, it reminded me of the Cutler soundbite that we hear all the time. You guys are going to be negative, and we understand that. I mean, that was the same type of thing. So to your point, Dan, yeah, any type of outward similarity between the head coach's media message and Jay Cutler, yeah, probably not flattering. But Nagy has been a very good leader of men with this group. He has not been a good offensive strategist or play caller or offensive mind overall. He hasn't been a coach who elevates the quarterback, but he has had a great sense to lead this group. I kind of felt like that's what he was doing there, just sort of establishing that for his locker room and not so much an antagonism of the media. But I understand why people felt that way. I didn't feel like we were being lectured, though.
Do any of the defensive issues or lapses or injuries, are they bigger, longer-term problems? Let's say the offense gets things back together. Are they all just symptoms of being out there way too damn much?
No, I think the Akeem Hicks absence is critical. I think we predicted this going into the game. We saw it play out that, yes, Nick Williams can be a rotational player for you. If he has to play a lot of snaps, he's going to get pushed around. And I don't mean to single him out. It's just natural. That's the natural pecking order on the depth chart. And when you lose one of the top four defensive linemen in the NFL, whose strength and athleticism and will to win is as high as Akeem's, you are going to suffer. There is no way around that. And we saw it yesterday in 151 rushing yards on 35 carries. And the defense just wore down. So you get these rotational players, these depth players that are asked to play a bigger role. The end of these games, it's going to show. That's what we saw. To me, that Hicks injury changes this defense. The question is how much, and the early return is very, very bad.
Rich Campbell, thank you as always.
Thanks, Rich,
for your Bears Monday contribution.
Good luck with the callers today, guys.
Oh, it's been a delight.
It's been terrific.
I know it has. I listened on the way up.
That is Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune. When we come back, we're going to cede the floor to our sound man, Rick Camp, who came up with a thought today. He sat down in the pre-show meeting.
That's a statement in and of itself.
And he gave us a comp.
Yeah, that's not what those meetings are for.
He gave us a Mitch Trubisky comp that is that is really good. I can't say the one that I have that my friend came up
no,
with.
No, you shouldn't.
Because you can't use that word anymore. But
no, you can't.
And it wouldn't be unfair to the other quarterback involved in any way, shape, or form. So that's for off the air. But Rick's got something fun coming up next. So keep it here. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Breaking news on the Score is powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The New York Yankees season came to a crashing, crushing end Saturday night when Jose Altuve hit a two-out, bottom-of-the-ninth-inning walk-off home run to put the Houston Astros into the World Series. It marked the 10th straight season that the Yankees failed to reach the World Series, a massive drought for them. But this was a Yankee team that had a lot to be proud of, even if it fell short of its ultimate goal. For a second straight season under Aaron Boone, the Yankees won 100 regular season games, 103 to be precise, and they did it in spite of a non-stop procession of injuries that would have made a non-playoff year completely understandable. They never quit against the Astros, right through DJ LeMahieu's game-tying ninth-inning home run Saturday. The Yankees have work to do in the offseason, notably shoring up their starting pitching, but this was a season they and their fans should feel good about. I'm John Feinstein.
With the Capital One Quicksilver card, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. It's easy. That's just the way I like it.
Oh, that's the way, I like it, That's the way, I like it,
Woo! The Quicksilver card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
That's the way,
Capital One Bank, USANA.
We're Bears fans at PNC, and you'll find us everywhere in Chicago. We're at the game, covered in orange and blue, cheering at the top of our lungs. We're at the tailgate, grilling brats in a winter storm. No matter where you find us, PNC will be cheering on the Bears with the rest of Chicago. We are PNC. We are Bears fans. PNC Bank, the official bank of the Chicago Bears. Copyright 2018, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Okay, so I'm all moved into my new apartment. Got that new job starting tomorrow, new neighbors to meet, a nice balcony. I haven't had one of those before. And the best part? There's a McDonald's right next door. Perfect for breakfast.
Right now, get the new sweet and savory chicken McGriddles or the new flaky and tasty McChicken biscuit for $1.69 each. Or mix and match two for $3.
I've got a whole new routine.
Wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Tire in-stock inventory, including Super Duty trucks with dumps, stake and service bodies, F650s and 750s with Transit box fans. They also have many varieties of used work trucks available. But now, to take advantage of the Section 179 tax savings, hurry in to claim your 2019 deduction. Visit Freeway 4.
At Dunkin', the flavors of pumpkin are back in a big way. We're talking pumpkin donuts, pumpkin muffins, pumpkin munchkins donut holes. Oh boy, pumpkin coffee, pumpkin iced coffee, pumpkin frozen coffee, pumpkin lattes, and the exciting new cinnamon sugar pumpkin signature latte, which has got sugar and spice and everything nice. Phew, it's pumpkin flavored everything at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. Oh, and pumpkin K-Cup pods too. Limited time offer. Participation may vary. Keurig and K-Cup used under license.
You need to replace your home's old fire safety equipment every 10 years. In other words, toss it 10, then start again. And the best place to start? The Home Depot. Pick up the latest fire extinguishers and smoke alarms from Kidde. The alarms come with lithium-ion batteries that'll last for 10 years. Exactly the right time to start again. Today's the day for doing and saving on Kidde fire safety equipment. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
Ask any successful entrepreneur about the key to their success, and they'll tell you this. You need to recognize opportunity when it comes knocking. Well, Papa John's is at the door, and we're delivering opportunity for those who have long dreamed of becoming their own boss. Right now, Papa John's is looking for hardworking, dedicated people to join the Papa John's franchise family. And we're offering some incredible industry-leading incentives to entice you, such as no franchise fee, a set of ovens, reduced royalties, and more. Open the door to opportunity today by visiting PapaJohns.com or by calling 888-255-PAPA. Join the family whose quality has taken us to more than 5,000 locations around the world in just over 30 years. Papa John's, we're more than just a pizza company, we're a pizza family. For more information, visit PapaJohns.com or call 888-255-PAPA. Costs for a typical inline location. Certain restrictions apply. Full program details are available upon completion and review of the franchise application.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com. It's military news and issues that affect your wallet. It's women's issues and vets who are raising the bar and accomplishing the impossible. Whether you're an operator, a pogue, a fobbit, or an Airedale, the place that speaks your language is ConnectingVets.com.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Credit Union, the number.
Live from State Farm, we have Sharon Flavisham, IT manager, attempting the 47th of her 100 acts of good. Today's good deed, she will attempt to escort a little old lady across the road. Hands held, elbows interlocked. Steady. And they're across!
It's on the board!
Bravo, Sharon, and bravo to all State Farm employees challenging themselves to get on the board with 100 acts of good. See their stories at neighborhoodofgood.com.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home edition? Now imagine an edition on that edition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
The toughest part of any plumbing job, the part you don't have, when you need it. But here's the good part. Home Depot Pro Packs. Convenient, large quantity packs of things pros need and always need more of, from push-to-connect fittings to PEX fittings. Because in the middle of a plumbing job, the last thing you need is to run out of parts. Home Depot Pro Packs, conveniently bundled for the pro, conveniently available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, U.S. only.
And we'll explain all the fancy words along the way. No pressure and no judgment. Helzberg Diamonds, a Berkshire Hathaway company. Get a chance to win 2 tickets to the Blackhawks versus Tampa Bay Lightning or a pair of 1-carat diamond earrings at the grand opening of our new store in Crystal Point at Northwest Highway in Crystal Point. Stop in from 12 to 4 on November 2nd.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Clearly not in a hurry. And Trubisky will just throw it away. Penalty flag comes in.
Not sure what Mitch Trubisky was doing. They clearly were, in case they didn't convert, they didn't want the Saints to have too much time on the clock. But Tariq Cohen, he goes out in the flat, throwing the ball. And then I don't know why Cohen ran out of bounds either, but just not a... Well, we watched some bad offense on Thursday night, but the Bears, they've not been real competitive offensively here in this one.
Troy is never going to let that Joe Flacco thing go.
No,
I don't think he's ever going to let that one go either.
It's been rough on the eyes for Troy Aikman. The bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Illinois. Season tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com.
I know Rick has the Mitch comp, and we're going to get to it in a second here, but I want to clear something up, or at least kind of restate something that I said to start the show. At 3-3 now, Matt Nagy is still going to, I would imagine, you know, his press conference coming up in just a little bit. I imagine Lawrence will carry some, if not all of it. He's going to remain positive because he always promises to. He is going to tell you that we've got to get things fixed, that we need to find a run game, all that good stuff over and over again. I guess the question that I've got in my head is, can the offense get fixed to a point where it's operable, where it can still make this defense win them games? Can you Frankenstein some kind of offense out of the pieces you have, Or is the more important thing rescuing Mitch Trubisky? And I think those two things are really different.
I do too. I just wish I had the answer for the second part of your question.
What is rescuing Mitch Trubisky?
Right. Even if you decided the priority was the latter, what does that mean?
I think I would guess that that means a lot of screen passes. That a lot of means that means a lot of short routes to wide receivers.
That doesn't rescue him. That means minimizes him.
Yes, I think unfortunately, in order to rescue him, in order to begin to rescue him, not that I'm saying that this process could even be done, but they may think it can.
Minimization is not salvaging.
Yeah, but completions from Mitch, just seeing things happen, letting him play a little bit. I mean, this is listen. I don't know what they think about their quarterback anymore.
The message that sends to him is like, yeah, we don't trust you
they
anymore.
Threw the ball 54 times, and he was having one of the worst nights he's had. The other worst night he had, they threw the ball another 45 times. That was against Green Bay to open the season. When they think he's bad, they continue to go with him. So the question becomes, do you think you can win with something other than Mitch or some different kind of Mitch? Or is the more important thing making sure that you've exhausted every little bit of possibility with the quarterback that you took second overall in the draft?
And we'll see if he's asked that today. But now I will cede my time to the fine congressman from Illinois. Rick Camp had an idea here that deserves a little fleshing out.
The idea came to me yesterday when I got a text from my brother who said Mitch Trubisky is trash.
Okay.
And for me, like, you know, the word association
sure.
made me think of one character, and it actually works really well with Mitch because it's someone that is forced into something he's probably not ready for.
Right.
And
a bit of an identity question then?
Yeah, big identity question. And I'll just play the clip so anybody that has knowledge of the Toy Story franchise will understand from this.
Hey, it's okay. Come on out. That's it. Come on. There you go. Come on. Let's get you out of there. You got this.
Good, good.
Everyone, I want you to meet Forky.
Gallant, Bob Hat.
Look how long his arms are.
Trash?
No. Toys. They're all toys.
Trash.
No. That's the trash. These are your friends.
Hello. Hey. Trash.
Shh. No, it's okay.
Trash.
Mitch is Forky. is that where we are?
I mean, Bonnie needed a friend while she was at school.
Right.
She wasn't allowed to bring toys, even though Woody was a bad guy and tagged along anyway. So she makes Forky.
He makes Forky out of a fork.
A spork.
With googly eyes that are glued on.
Yeah, like your stereotypical craft supplies for like kindergartners or something.
A pipe cleaner that's twisted around for arms.
Yeah.
And little feet that are made of tongue depressors. Had a broken tongue depressor.
Yeah.
And it became her favorite toy, Forky.
So they had to try and mold Forky into an actual toy that thinks about something more than just being trash.
But he can't because he's trash.
Yeah, he works towards it. And by the end, which, you know, spoiler alert, before Woody bails, which goes against everything he's ever said, but that's a whole nother
discussion. Yeah, thanks a lot, Woody.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, gals before pals, apparently.
Right.
Right? Ugh.
So Forky. Mitch Trubisky.
This is Forky.
I'm trash.
Oh, this is not good.
And also needs so much support. Good. That's the other thing. Because, like, Woody is, like, the relentlessly positive coach, right? Who makes this his project, is there to protect him and help him and guide him believes in him.
And all the other toys are like, Woody, why are you putting so much time into this guy? And
why all the effort? Really? Like, we're right here. Look at what you're doing for four. Why all this time before you adopted?
I'm trash.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Boy.
It's Forky.
So that was a rough one yesterday then, huh? I mean, if we're getting there, that is a rough one.
I give you a lot of credit, Rick. That's that's inspired.
Top notch.
That's
top notch.
Yep.
I mean, listen, if he is Forky, then that means I mean, that's franchise future that you have to talk about, right?
This is Forky.
I'm trash.
Uh-huh. I mean, that's... You have to worry about the long-term future, not just next week against the Chargers. I think a number of us have been telling you that for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of slowly pushing people closer and closer to this. Hey, there's a very wide and large landscape to look at here. Why don't we all stare at it together?
I am crying. This is between that
and
Bob from St. Louis, whose clinical credentials are the fact that he's a truck driver. He has diagnosed Mitchell Trubisky as a schizophrenia who sees shadow people.
Patrick Manley decided that the only fix for the Bears offense was to take Allen Robinson off the field because that way you take the blankie away from Mitch Trubisky. It's been a day. It's been a day. Uh-huh. It's been an absolute day.
Let's keep it rolling, shall we?
Why not?
Southside, Derek, you're on the score. Welcome.
How's it going? I'm looking at it a macro view. Pace, he doesn't know how to pick a quarterback. Remember Glennon? him.
He threw a touchdown yesterday, Mike Glennon.
Mm-hmm. Sure he did.
So, but the quarterback situation is just what it is. This is how Chicago rolls. We don't know how to pick a quarterback. We've always been through this situation, so I don't see what's new now.
I don't think anybody's saying it's new.
No, of course not. The point of hiring Ryan Pace was that you could stop doing the thing you've been doing over and over again.
Northside, Jesse, you're on WSCR.
Hey, what's up, guys? A couple things. When I see Tariq Cohen in a passing game, and then I think of a comp, I think of not quite, but similar to McCaffrey. And I don't understand. You see this kid.
Christian McCaffrey, the MVP?
You don't think in terms of that if Cohen was being used right, that he could be a McCaffrey light in the passing game? I am not saying that he is Christian McCaffrey. I'm saying size, okay, and stuff like that.
He could certainly be more productive.
And the other thing I'll
now.
Just say real quick, like, you know, this current era in football, I feel like more than any time you see so much balance in these teams with two running backs. Okay, you see teams setting defenses back on their feet all the time, all across the league. I watch too many games, and I see too much effective offense, and I see nothing of it. And this kid came in here as an offensive guru, okay, and there is literally nothing that he is showing that looks anything like that.
Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people have said that he came in here as an offensive guru, and I think that wildly overstates his credentials as a play caller, specifically as a play caller. When Andy Reid called him the most prepared head coaching candidate he'd ever had, that came with the caveat that the play calling duties were his for just a couple of weeks. And he had a kind of a failure.
He wasn't that good at it.
Kind of had a failure in a playoff game, too. Segment brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing. Schedule your free consultation today. And I think that matters because when you talk about the reputation of one Matt Nagy, it's different than the expectations that were put on the team because that encompasses taking Mitch Trubisky second overall in the draft. That encompasses the other quarterbacks that were taken behind him, too. And all of those things together is what's got this offense kind of just falling over on itself time and time again.
This segment's brought to you by the Chicago Fire Soccer Club. The Chicago Fire headed back to Soldier Field in 2020. Join the movement today by placing a $20 deposit applicable to any 2020 ticket package or single game ticket, including the club's Soldier Field home opener versus Atlanta United. Visit chicago-fire.com to learn more. This is very funny. The Texers are having fun with the Forky comp, saying that when they do the introductions, it should say, take a look at the offense. David Montgomery, Iowa State Cyclones, Mr. Bisky.
I'm trash.
Yeah, it hurts, so we have to laugh.
I don't know if Mitch and I can ever be friends now.
No, I think you ruined that.
What if you're very hydrated? Extremely hydrated.
The bottle of water I always have for work is a liter bottle, not a 20-ounce.
Usually filled with cream gravy, too.
Right. Yeah. So normally, at the end of a show, I'm like, boy, I really have to go to the bathroom. It's like I only had two bottles of water. Well, they're liter bottles, dummy.
That's Mitch. That's the Mitch. You've been following him for years. Stay hydrated.
In Hazelcrest, here's Dave. He's on the score.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Yes.
I just want to say, and I hope Matt Nagy is listening.
You hope Matt Nagy is listening?
I
you used to be a coach. Okay. You were a boxer in the Navy. Yes.
And I just want to say that Matt Nagy should have Trubisky no more than one or two-step drop. If you watched yesterday at the fourth quarter, when he had one or two-step drop, he hit the receiver. And he should keep Rims on the field at all times.
Who?
Oh, Rims. Rims, number 83.
Wims?
And also, yes, Rims on number 83.
Or
and
Rims?
Also, he should put he should bring Nall off the practice squad. If he
wants- Bang! Just like that. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. A winner!
Thank you, Dave.
That's a damn good way to end it.
When we come back, we have another chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. We got a text keyword in a moment. Don't go anywhere. A Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. Bernstein and McKnight.
The Bears lose to the Saints and fall to 3-3. Keep it right here, Bears fans, as we recap the loss and take a look ahead at their next matchup. This time, it's the Chargers. We're talking Bears on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw, served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only.
Breedeman Ford in Glenview or happydrivers.com.
With approved credit.
The new sports book at Ameristar East Chicago has all the action, real-time odds, and the best prop bets. Plus, with fast 24-hour betting kiosks, there's no waiting. So grab the crew and come to the new sports book at Ameristar East Chicago. Must be.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, but nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all. And have
for more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Most people don't spend much time thinking about their water heater. Luckily, the Home Depot does. And with an exclusive lineup of Rheem water heaters, the best name in the business, there's a lot to think about. Like Rheem gas, electric, tankless, even Wi-Fi enabled models that can monitor leaks and adjust settings while you're away. What do you think about that? Today is the day for doing and upgrading to a Rheem water heater exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Mercedes-Benz, Vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz.
Turn big jackpots into bigger jackpots at Rivers Casino. Get a jackpot this October for your chance to win a share of up to $500,000. Earn bonus entries every time you hit a jackpot on Thursdays in October. Play now for your chance to win on November 9th. Win big, then win bigger. Join the jackpot party at Rivers Casino. Let's play. See riverscasino.com for details. Subject to promotion rules. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. 5 minutes? That's less time than you spend arguing about how to pronounce GIF.
Wait, GIF or JIF?
Hard G. Less time than you spend trying to stick to your paleo diet.
Resist the carbs. Ooh, brownies.
No brownies. That's about 5 minutes to earn five times the national average savings rate. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Cash the Ticket. A Mike Valenti podcast.
PJ Fleck, he's got to start winning. He has to, because it has not gone good for his tenure so far, and this
plus
is a game.
He dresses like a barber.
Yeah.
What is it with the jogger up, with the shirt and tie? He looks like a 1940s barber.
Well, this is a game he can't drop. Minnesota has been pretty good against the non-conference, but in terms of covering the spread, I think this is just simply a game that Minnesota has to have.
Cash the Ticket. Get it on radio.com and Apple iTunes.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast.
we really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on radio.com and the new radio.com app.
More than ever, we need to laugh. Good thing the radio.com app brings the funny.
Say, man, you left your lights on.
On radio.com, you can listen to your favorite hometown morning show wherever you are, or nonstop stand-up on the Comedy Now channel. And hilarious podcasts like Curious with John Peck or Idiot with Chris Hardwick. All available 24/7 and all just a click away. So come on, lighten up and laugh a little or a lot. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Totaling more than $6 million. Remember, at Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy.
Looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. How'd you like to win a free rent payment like Katie Salerno of Arlington Heights did? Well, then you need to enter Team Hochberg's free rent payment sweepstakes. If you rent in Illinois, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, or Iowa, Team Hochberg wants to pay your rent. I'm not kidding. Team Hochberg wants to pay your rent. Entry's free, but you can't win Team Hochberg's free rent payment sweepstakes like Katie Salerno did if you don't register. So register, 56DavidWinRent.com. What are you waiting for? Register to win a free rent payment at 56DavidWinRent.com. If you want to work with a lender that will always look out for your financial best interest, like paying your next rent payment, call Team Hochberg now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help or pay your rent if you don't register at 56DavidWinRent.com.
Okay, so I'm all moved into my new apartment. Got that new job starting tomorrow, new neighbors to meet, a nice balcony. I haven't had one of those before. And the best part? There's a McDonald's right next door. Perfect for breakfast.
Right now, get the new sweet and savory chicken McGriddles or the new flaky and tasty McChicken biscuit for $1.69 each. Or mix and match two for $3.
I've got a whole new routine.
Wake up breakfast with McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This band's at Worland Park or MBOP.com today. Telemedic sent you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is museum. Text museum to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is museum to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant this hour will win. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to Patrick Manley. Thank you to Rich Campbell. Thank you to Bob in St. Louis. Thanks to all of our wonderful, various and sundry Built Ford Tough Bears Monday
just
callers.
A terrific day, up and down, top notch to all of
you. And thanks to Rick Camp for being the man who decided to anoint Mitchell Trubisky as, from Toy Story 4, Forky. It's too good.
Yep.
It's really too
good. Yeah, it feels too good.
Lawrence Holmes is going to take over. We are going to do transition with him next. You're going to want to hear it right here on The Score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, we'll be recapping the game with all of our shows and team of football experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built for...
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
So I can get 40% off paint?
Yes.
And 40% off stains?
You bet.
Party time!
Yeah!
Oh, party time, the color. I'd like 3 gallons in party time, please.
You got it. Ask Sherwin-Williams October 18th through 21st and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
On select models, savings from MSRP based on $13.88 per thousand finance. Expires 10/31/19.
Hey, Connor McKnight here. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK for just $495 per eye. Do what I did. Stop putting off LASIK surgery. There's still time for you to see 2020 before 2020. I've been in glasses and contacts for 25 years or so and been thinking about all laser LASIK for, I don't know, the last 10 or something like that. But I finally called Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Like you should. You should call or go online and schedule your free consultation. It takes you through every step of the all laser LASIK process. The staff there will walk you through the procedure, answer any of your questions. You learn more about it and you learn that it's tailored to your eyes and your prescription. Plus, tip for you. Look into using FSA or HSA dollars on your LASIK procedure. You can save 20 to 35% by using these pre-tax savings accounts. Give Sharp Vision Modern LASIK a call. See why they're overqualified and not overpriced. Trust them with your vision like I did with mine and get yourself a present.
Are you hungry for the usual today? Or are you ready to spice things up with the new Nashville Hot Brisket from Firehouse Subs? We're kicking up our slow-smoked beef brisket with Nashville Hot Seasoning. It's topped with melted pepper jack and our sweet and tangy slaw. Served piping hot on a toasted cornbread roll. Yeah, a cornbread roll. Save time. Order your new Nashville Hot Brisket on the Firehouse Subs app today. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations limited time only.
At Dunkin', the flavors of pumpkin are back in a big way. We're talking pumpkin donuts, pumpkin muffins, pumpkin munchkins donut holes. Oh boy, pumpkin coffee, pumpkin iced coffee, pumpkin frozen coffee, pumpkin lattes, and the exciting new cinnamon sugar pumpkin signature latte, which has got sugar and spice and everything nice. Phew, it's pumpkin flavored everything at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. Oh, and pumpkin K-Cup pods too. Limited time offer. Participation may vary. Keurig and K-Cup used under license.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The toughest part of any plumbing job? The part you don't have. When you need it. But here's the good part. Home Depot Pro Packs. Convenient, large quantity packs of things pros need. And always need more of. From push to connect fittings to PEX fittings. Because in the middle of a plumbing job, the last thing you need is to run out of parts. Home Depot Pro Packs. Conveniently bundled for the pro. Conveniently available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
So you say you need more Cubs talk in your life. We've got you covered with a new podcast from The Score, Into the Basket, starring The Score's Julie DeCaro, Evan Altman from Cubs Insider, and Brad Robinson from WBBM.
Did you guys see the dancing bullpen catcher?
That was wonderful.
Let me ask you this, because you guys are dudes. What reason does a grown adult man have to know every single move to the video for Single Ladies?
I don't have one.
Into the Basket will have all the latest Cubs topics, and you can listen anytime you want through the radio.com app. The Score's Into the Basket, available on radio.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. WeCoach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Hyundai.com.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Forky.
I'm trash.
Got to give it up for Rick Camp, who just absolutely
sky point for the men.
Nailed it. That's my takeaway from this one. Oh, boy. And a gloomy, gloomy Monday out there in Chicago right now, befitting the mood over a Bears team that is just giving you no reason to believe. Lawrence Holmes takes over now as he gets set to go on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on the Score.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Lawrence.
How are you?
Can I tell you my favorite part of last night?
Go ahead.
It was flipping around, as I always do, but I end up coming back to the football after show on NBC Sports Chicago because you guys do one hell of a job.
Thank you.
You had just finished up the Matt Nagy presser. And the camera cuts, and usually, whenever the Nagy presser stops in the football after show, it's a quick shot, quick one shot of Lawrence there in the middle chair, who has a very quick response to Nagy, but then deftly he'll shovel it over to one of his experts there collected in the chairs.
That's the gig.
That's what a point guard does.
Correct.
And that's what my man
does. And you keep their bad shot takers from taking bad shots.
Amen to that. Keeps the Blake knees off.
But, I was on my Russell Westbrook yesterday.
But Lawrence goes, it ends. Lawrence goes, there you go, Bears fans. Matt Nagy says your team had a great week of practice. And then he's done. And nobody on stage knows what to do. Because Lawrence just took a shot. And the camera pulls back and it's all five of them just kind of sitting there going, oh God, Lawrence just did that. And then Cruz, Olin just takes the ball and then starts heading off with it. Like, he's got it. Don't worry. Everything's fine. Olin starts going. And then you guys are all right back into it because you're all pros you knew were doing. But watching that happen was freaking hysterical.
I don't know if there's a way that we can do it. And maybe, yes, I do. I should talk with my bosses over there. I don't think you could have our mics up. But we should be in a double box when Nagy's talking, because sitting with those guys as Nagy's talking, man, Olin was as mad as I've seen him in this realm.
You could see the fury.
He was getting real. Yeah. And when Mitch talked, he got real mad when they bust tossed Anthony Miller. And it's funny because when the play happened, Forte had said to me, he's like, well, here's the thing. Miller actually made an adjustment on the play, and Mitch threw to the spot instead of looking to see where the man is and throwing to him. Here's my other issue. Before we really get things started at noon, I get that there are people that have some issues with Anthony Miller. I'm one of them, because he is sometimes selfish when it comes to penalties. I don't think that he's got a full grasp of everything that they want him to do. Here's the thing. It's bad coaching if you keep putting him out there. If you have a player that you feel like your quarterback can't trust, he's not in the right spot, and you saw him have an alignment issue yesterday too. If you have a player that you can't trust, it's the coach's job to either A, coach him up to the point where you feel comfortable with him on the field, or B, keep him off the field. But this is another one of those guys that you kind of traded up for, and so he has to play. There's a lot of things that are wrong with this Bears thing systemically. And because of how good the defense was at taking the ball away from people and scoring last year, it covered a ton of stuff up until we got to the end, until there was a book on Matt Nagy. And then defenses were able to go, okay, we know what you're doing. We'll play drop eight on your quarterback, because your quarterback doesn't know what to do when he sees that many people dropped in coverage. And now, with his defense, you now have two examples immediately of what to do against your defense. You know how you can neutralize Khalil Mack? I'm going to run it right up the middle. Hard for big fella to make a play when I'm gashing you up the middle.
Or off tackle.
And in pass plays, in pass protection, I don't have to, now that Akeem Hicks is here, I don't have to allocate resources inside. I can put two or three people on Khalil Mack, and then that be that.
Transition on a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday is brought to you by Ford and the Built Ford Tough F-150. To me, the lingering mental image of this is the absolute panic, the terror in the eyes of the Bears sideline when the headsets went out.
Dan, you have a third-year quarterback who has a wristband.
With the plays written on it, literally.
Yeah, with plays written on it. So I asked, how many plays are on there? Forte is like 40. You can get about 40 plays on there if you hustle.
40 in the whole thing or just on the one?
On the little thing. Okay, you can get 40 plays on there.
It's like what they give you before the physics final and you can write all the formulas down.
I bombed that hell out of that one.
But we're talking about a third-year quarterback that was completely just paralyzed when the headset went out. That's not good. Then you have a coach that is in a panic on the sideline.
Oh, my God, what are we going to do?
He can't talk the quarterback through it. A third-year quarterback shouldn't have to be panicked
about. Run something, Forky.
Run a play. What's your best run play?